This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 26th June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel. Tel Aviv is enjoying a pleasant night, while Jerusalem remains clear. In Haifa, a gentle breeze is sweeping through the city, a lovely night for a stroll if you're outside. Here are today's headlines. First, four IDF soldiers were injured in a clash in Lebanon with a Hezbollah gunman, according to the Times of Israel. This was reported 4 hours ago. Also, earlier this hour, Walla reports that the USA announced Israel and Lebanon have returned to the negotiation table with hopes to end the cycle of violence. Also this hour, internal anger erupts in Gaza as dozens protested against Hamas earlier today, Israel Hayom reports. Separately, Israel continues with a settler-fueled archaeology expansion in the West Bank, impacting Palestinian communities, reported by Forward 2 hours ago. And finally, I-24 News provides breaking news headlines from the Middle East and around the world, captured 4 hours ago. From X, the latest. Ariel Oseran, a reporter, posted just minutes ago that the Hamas-run Interior Ministry in Gaza confirmed 3 police officers were killed in an Israeli airstrike. Eyal Yacobi noted just now that the New York Times published a piece claiming no corroborating evidence despite video evidence available. Al Arabiya English reported just minutes ago that Iran's stance on the Strait of Hormuz could undermine confidence in the US-Iran agreement, according to Hamza Rifat. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Times of Israel report. 4 IDF soldiers were injured in a confrontation in Lebanon. The incident involved a Hezbollah gunman who threw a grenade. Hezbollah's leader claimed a US-Iran deal is a defeat for Israel. Tensions remain high in the region, impacting both military readiness and diplomatic relations. Turning to the diplomatic front, Walla reports that the USA announced Israel and Lebanon are back at the negotiation table. A senior U.S. State Department official emphasized the goal to end the cycle of violence. This diplomatic effort comes amid ongoing tensions, offering a glimmer of hope for stability. Meanwhile, internal unrest in Gaza is growing. Israel Hayom highlights protests against Hamas with people demanding change. Demonstrators accuse the organization of betrayal. This public dissent could signal a shift in the internal dynamics of Gaza. Separately, Forward reports on Israel's archaeology expansion in the West Bank. The move has significant implications for Palestinian communities. This development is part of a broader strategy by Israel's ultranationalist government, raising concerns about the impact on local residents. Finally, I-24 News continues to deliver real-time updates from the Middle East. Their ongoing coverage includes breaking news and stories from around the world, keeping the international community informed. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that the Ami Group has acquired Planet Rishon Lezion for 300 million shekels. This move expands their presence in the cinema sector. The acquisition highlights growing investments in entertainment infrastructure. Separately, Amdox is cutting jobs in Israel as part of a global layoff plan. CTech reports this restructuring under new CEO Shimi Hortig. Hundreds of positions are at risk, impacting the local tech industry. And finally, Globes notes the volatile fate of Tower, Israel's most valuable company. Earlier this week, Tower saw a sharp drop in value. This reflects broader market uncertainties affecting Israeli corporations. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 9 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.